Is it finally here? Consumers seem to be closing their wallets. If you're wanting to buy a ticket for the Taylor Swift concert series, you may be out of luck. More news about the possible railroad strike hit today. Some housing experts are predicting home prices will fall by some 15 to 20% and what that will do to the economy. There's a major beef recall going on. Meanwhile, workers are striking against Starbucks. What's the story? We'll tell you. We've got the Wall Street Report, and yesterday we talked about tech layoffs going to manufacturing. Today, it's going to climate firms. You ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News Hour and Headlines is brought to you by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members worldwide. Find them at ntpda.com. Taro International is a professional training center dedicated to helping individuals and businesses succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. T-E-R-O.com. The business news is also brought to you by AARP. Learn more at aarp.org. Also, Focus and Find, a socially responsible recruiting company dedicated to making a difference. Focusandfind.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can find us on Twitter. Follow us there morning, noon, and night with the latest news and market reports and, yeah, these stories. You know, for some time, we've been talking about the toll higher prices have had on consumers. Earlier, we reported how Target saw its profit shrink by 52% last quarter, and now others are in the same boat. CNN is reporting that Macy's sales dropped by 3.1% last quarter from a year ago, while Kohl's tanked 6.9%. Kohl's also withdrew its financial guidance, citing significant macroeconomic headwinds and the abrupt departure of the chain's CEO, Michelle Gass, to Levi's just last week. Target reported that nearly all of the slowdown was driven by its discretionary categories, including home, clothing, and sporting goods. Now, the reason all of this is happening is that families have been strained by inflation and have shifted their spending to groceries and paying for other daily essentials. Middle-income consumers are the ones pulling back the fastest. Meanwhile, wealthier shoppers are still consuming. Retailers are boosting marketing efforts in an attempt to lure customers back to the stores. Be watching for those specials. Well, this is not going over well. Fans who were excited to purchase tickets to the Taylor Swift concert, her first in 5 years, may be out of luck. Ticketmaster said that due to extraordinary high demands on ticketing systems and insufficient remaining ticket inventory to meet that demand, Friday's public ticket sales for Swift's Eras Tour has been canceled. The sudden cancellation comes after Ticketmaster said Thursday that more than 2 million tickets were sold Tuesday for her upcoming tour. That is the most ever sold for an artist in a single day, and it caused a near meltdown of its website. The debacle not only stirred outrage among Swift fans, but also caught the ire of politicians. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota criticized Ticketmaster in an open letter to its CEO, saying she has serious concerns about the company's operations. So what's next? We don't know. Even though several railroad unions have rejected contract language, a major group says it still thinks a strike can be averted. CNN is reporting that the trade group representing the nation's freight railroads is confident that a strike by more than 100,000 union members can be avoided. So far, three rail unions have rejected the proposed agreements and are set to go on strike as soon as December 4th. The two largest rail unions, which represent the conductors and engineers, are due to announce the result of their ratification votes on Monday. The nation's major freight railroads negotiate together on industry-wide labor contracts with each of the 12 railroad unions. If even one union goes out on strike, the other 11 would honor the picket lines and spark an industry-wide strike that would shut down an estimated 30% of the nation's freight movements, and that would cause widespread disruptions to the nation's supply chain and the economy. One of the biggest points of contention is sick pay, while management said provisions in existing contracts allow workers to take time off when they're sick, the unions say there are too many restrictions and penalties for workers to take sick days and that many other workers take for granted, and they often aren't paid when they can't come to work due to illness or injury. Stocks fell again today as investors continue to worry about jumbo rate increases, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Several housing analysts are predicting that home prices will fall anywhere from 15 to 20%. Peter Bakvar, in a CNBC interview, said that home prices have soared 40% in the past 2 years alone and climbed more between 2013 and 2022 than they did between 1998 and the peak of the housing bubble in 2007. And in the hot markets, a correction is due to come. Still, the Blakely chief noted that the vast majority of Americans with mortgages are paying rates below 5%, and as a result, many will likely balk at selling up and taking out a more expensive mortgage for a new home. Bakvar also underscored the vast size of the U.S. housing market and warned that a slump in prices could hit consumer spending and weigh on economic growth. With the housing sector making up 20% of the economy, a correction could be, would be, a huge hit. A major beef recall is going on. Newsweek is reporting that nearly 94,000 pounds of raw ground beef products produced by Texas Tyson Fresh Meats are being recalled by the Food Safety and Inspection Service because of possible contamination with a foreign matter. The Texas company first notified the FSIS of the problem after receiving calls from customers complaining about finding mirror-like material in the products, which had been bought from grocery stores across the state. According to the FSIS, the problem is limited to items produced on November 2nd of this year. Information that consumers can find on the packaging of the products, which were shipped to retailers in Texas, can be identified with the establishment number EST.245E printed on the seam of the chub. There were no reported adverse consequences for consumers who might have consumed the products, according to the FSIS, but the public health regulator warned people who might still have the products in their fridges or freezers not to consume them, but to throw them away or return them to their place of purchase. Not sure if you knew this or not, but it is Red Cup Day over at Starbucks. But this year, it's a bit different. Red Cup Day has become a tradition as Starbucks locations hand out red cups to customers. However, this year, a strike that's taking place at more than 100 Starbucks locations on Red Cup Day is really turning the thing around. Thousands of employees are taking part in the strike. Starbucks employees are seeking to create a union that will allow them to better bargain with the coffee giant. However, attempts to do so haven't gone real well. That's why employees are taking part in the strike in an effort to show the company they're serious. Meanwhile, in a related story, Amazon workers are now openly talking about forming a union. Business Insider is reporting that anxiety generated by the largest layoffs in Amazon's history has prompted some corporate employees to discuss unionization, according to messages seen by Insider. Earlier this week, in an absence of communication from leadership, employees gathered in a Slack channel to share information on which divisions had been affected by layoffs, as well as cobble together a list of safe places or divisions that had seemingly been spared. That channel garnered nearly 20,000 members before Amazon shut down users' ability to post anonymously, effectively killing it. Amazon has been fighting a major effort to unionize its warehouse workers, though only one warehouse has successfully voted to unionize. Organizing efforts are still active in at least 7 Amazon locations. The company's corporate workforce, which includes higher-paid engineers and other technical roles, have previously staged large-scale protests sparked by climate issues and by Amazon's treatment of warehouse workers in the pandemic. And now, with about 10,000 corporate jobs on the line, union activism is picking up here, too. Well, it's another down day on Wall Street as the Dow shed 7 points to close at 33,546 and the NASDAQ fell by 38 points to end the trade at 11,144. The S&P 500 finished the day off by 12 points, closing at 3946. The major markets did come off session lows and, for the most part, ended the day just below the flat line. In focus today was more bullish talk from the Fed that higher rate hikes are on the way. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude fell by a bunch today as stronger COVID policies come into play in China. Oil cratered by over $3.50 a barrel to 82.06. And finally, there is this. And this is about climate firms and technology workers. Now, if you were with us just yesterday, we had a story about how tech workers are being welcomed into manufacturing roles. Today, we're talking up climate firms that are willing to hire top tech help. A great rotation in attention, interest, and employment may be underway after tech shed more than 100,000 jobs this year and the climate industry began bulking up. Hundreds of billions of dollars is set to be unlocked for climate tech funding by the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act, and transferable experience is abundant, from remote imaging software to industrial controls and scientific computing being top of mind. Equally important will be the skill at scaling enterprises quickly and navigating policy, regulating, and political environments, just like technology. Bottom line, laid-off tech workers may find a silver lining. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.